Right. Why is today a special day? Correct. And why is it an extra special day? Because it's Mother's Day. Good. Someone's been listening. How many people took their mum's breakfast in bed this morning? Put your hand down, Isaac. Good. How many took their mums a cup of tea or coffee this morning? Yes, you can keep your hand up, Isaac. Good. How many stayed in bed and got up when they normally did? Dear, dear, dear. Is that the way to show your mum your gratitude for all that she does? The fact that she washes your smelly socks, that she cooks your dinner and your tea, and she looks after you all the time? That's not a nice thing to do. That's not the way in which to show gratitude. Have you ever asked your mum whether you're being helpful? I thought not. I think you know what the answer would be, don't you? Now, do you mean no, you don't want to know what the answer is, or the answer would be no? The answer would be no, yes, just as I thought. Tut, tut, tut. You should show your gratitude towards your parents. You won't have them forever. One day they won't be there anymore. You won't be able to say thank you to them anymore. So you want to make the most of it while you have the opportunity. Having a mother, a father, brothers and sisters is very important. Mr. James has already spoken about some of the famous mothers in the Bible. She forgot to mention one, who's very important, from whom everybody is descended. I wonder if anybody knows what her name is. Two people think they know what her name is. Does anybody know what her name is? Emma? No. Eve's already been mentioned. This is someone who hasn't been mentioned. Isaac. Very clever, but wrong. Helen. Noah's wife. Well, it is Noah's wife, but I didn't ask if it, who it was. I asked what her name was. That's why Isaac's answer was a clever one, but it's wrong. Because we don't know the answer. We just know that it was Noah's wife. That was a trick question to catch you out. Let me see if you know someone else. Who was the mother of Abraham's first son? Isaac? It's a funny name. What's her name? Her name was Hagar. And who was Hagar's son? It was... It was Ishmael. And what group of people in the world today are the descendants of Ishmael? Give you a clue, it begins with an A. Some might argue it begins with a T. It begins with an A. Isaac? Yes, Arabs or the Arabs. They are descendants of Ishmael. But being in a family is important. Jesus talks about the importance of families and of parents and of mums. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15, he was talking to the Pharisees and he was telling them off. He was saying what rotten people they were because, he says, Matthew 15:2, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? That's what they said to him. They do not wash their hands when they eat bread. How dreadful! And Jesus said to them, and why do you also transgress the commandment of God? Because of your tradition. For God commanded, saying, honour your father and your mother. And he who curses his father or mother, let him... I wonder what you think Jesus might have said. what should happen to people who curse their father or mother? They should be... either Isaac's cheating or he's been doing a lot of reading lately. Helen? Yes, but what should the punishment be? Sam? No. Richard? They should die. They should be put to death. He who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. I wonder if that law was still in force today, how many children we'd have in Sunday school. I wonder what you think. I wonder if you ever curse your mother or father. But Jesus said, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me, has been dedicated to the temple, and is released from honouring his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. So they were saying, yes, we believe that we must honour our mothers and fathers, but we're not going to do it with this. We're going to keep all this for ourselves. Because this, we've dedicated it to the temple, so we don't have to look after our parents anymore. That was a crafty way that the Pharisees used to make sure they didn't have to look after their parents. That was wicked. It was evil. And yet these people were religious people. Jesus told them off. Now, one of the reasons for the problems in society is because people don't listen to what God says. They do what they think they want to do. And it causes all sorts of problems. The reason why families break up. The reason why children get battered. The reason why people fight wars is because they won't listen to God. And they won't do what God says. So Jesus makes it clear that families, which includes your mothers, are very important. But you know, Jesus says that there is something more important than your father and your mother. I wonder if anyone knows what that is. What's more important? Your father or your mother? Richard? Correct. God is more important than your father, your mother. That's why we read something that might sound a bit strange in Matthew's Gospel. Chapter 12 and verse 46. While he was still talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside, seeking to speak with him. Then one said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, seeking to speak with you. But he answered and said to the one who told him, who is my mother? And who are my brothers? And he stretched out his hand towards his disciples and said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. He's saying that there are some people who can be more important than your mums and dads. He says obedience to what God has said is more important than your parents, more important than your mother. There is something more important than your parents, and that is obedience to God. That's why Jesus said, shortly before that in chapter 10, verse 35, introducing it in verse 34, he says, do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. This is Jesus saying this. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes will be those of his own household. For he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Jesus says that if you become one of his disciples in obedience to God, it is possible that all of your family will turn against you. There are some people in this country where their mothers and fathers have thrown them out of the house and told them never to come into this house again. Do you know why they've done that? I wonder if anyone can guess why they've done that. Anybody guess? It's because they've put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and they've become a Christian. It's because they've trusted Jesus, because their sins have been forgiven. There are some mothers and fathers who want to kill their children because they've become Christians. And there are some mothers and fathers who actually do kill their children because they've become Christians. But which is more important, obeying parents or obeying God? Helen, more important to obey God. But if you stand and say, but I'm doing this because God told me to, you'd better have a very good reason when you're standing in front of your mother or father. Normally, you should obey your parents. But if your parents say to you, you mustn't believe what the Bible says, if they say you mustn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you must say, well, that's wrong. I must believe what God says. And that's when a division will arise within a family, and that can be unpleasant. It's not nice that your enemies are your parents, and your brothers and your sisters. So Jesus will divide families because some people will become Christians and some won't. But he also says this in Luke 14 in verse 25. Some people find it difficult to take these words, partly because they don't understand what Jesus means. In Luke 14:25, Jesus says this, great multitudes went to him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And some people turn to that verse and say, look, see, if you become a Christian, you must hate your family. You must hate your parents, hate your brothers and sisters. What they ignore is it says you must hate even your own life. And some people, there is a group who call themselves the children of God. They're not children of God at all, but they call themselves that. They say that when a person joins them, they must cut up all links with their families. And they point to this. That's not what Jesus says. What Jesus is saying is, you must follow me and love me to such a degree that in comparison to the love that you have for your family, it's almost as if you hated them. You're still to love them. Still to care for them, but in comparison to how much you love him, it must appear as if you hate him. But sadly, for most people, this isn't a problem, because most of you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Most of you don't know your sins are forgiven. Most of you aren't Christians. Most of you are God's enemies. And so therefore, you don't find it this a problem. It's not difficult at all to love your parents. Your difficulty is in loving God, because you are like almost everybody in the world. The vast majority of the people in the world are God's enemies. And that's why there's the problems in the world. They carry on ignoring God. Don't speak the truth about God, and they try and keep other people away from God. There are people in your schools who try and keep people away from God. I'm sure there are people in your schools who will laugh at you when you say you go to Sunday school. They are trying to keep you away from God because they are God's enemies. They don't want you to become God's friend. But God says you must ignore them. If your parents tell you that it's wrong to believe in God, you must ignore them as well. It's one of the few things where you must disobey your parents. You must listen to what God says. What is the most important relationship that we can have? It's our relationship with God. And we come into that relationship with God by putting our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. By turning from our sins, by repenting and believing in Him. He takes all our sins away, washes us clean from our sins and our bad consciences for all the naughty things we've ever done, and He makes it all right with Him. But in doing that, we may suddenly find that all our friends turn against us, possibly even our families turn against us. That would be very sad. It doesn't always happen, but it can happen. But God commands us to repent, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and whether you are young or old, God still commands us all to repent and to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we will know the forgiveness of our sins. That's what we want you all to know this morning, young or old.